Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So the Guardians,
yeah, how about
and
those Guardians?
Yankees, is that a rivalry? I don't think it's the Twins.
Say it with your chest, why don't you?
I'm going to say it with convictions. I don't think it's the Twins. All right, Royals? Nope, not them. It's got to be the Yankees.
Should this be the next 40 minutes?
It should be. I think it's a whole show. 216-474-0092. Do you hate the Yankees more than anyone else? We actually have a different take on that, and that is, I'll be honest with you, I am so over every time the Guardians have any adjacent meeting, right? Spring training, regular season, postseason, the talk of it like it's the SEC, it just means more. With all due respect, the Yankees are a great regular season squad. That's what they've been the last 15 years. They've not been truly nationally relevant, like winning a World Series since 2009. And by the way, if you start to look at it, that's like the longest they've gone without winning a World Series. And so because of Hal Steinbrenner and whatever the other goofball's name is, the other Oompa Loompa's name is, they're an irrelevant franchise. They'll never be irrelevant, truly, because they're in New York and because they can just throw gobs of money.
They're an irrelevant franchise?
Compared to where they've been.
Well, compared to where they've been.
Why do I give a rip about them playing the Yankees? They won four times
in five seasons in the late
90s. They almost lost Aaron Judge to the San Francisco Giants.
They were just in the World Series last year.
Yeah, and it was gentlemanly swept. It was not a competitive World Series.
Who cares? They were in the World Series last year.
I'm sorry, I thought we count winners in this country.
No.
If we're talking about relevancy
in baseball, first off, right now, what are they, 14 games above 500? They have one of the best records in the American League. They were in the World Series. It was either second or first. I have to go check the standing sheet really quick.
It's either second or first. 50 games better than everyone
else. That's just me not doing enough research right there is all that is. And then they were in the World Series last year. What more do you want from them at this point?
Win a World Series. You spend more money than God. You make trades every year.
They're not the only team to spend more money than God right now. That's part of New Age baseball
My point is, almost every big market team has won a damn World Series.
And they lost out on the bidding war with Juan Soto.
Yeah, that's another part. They're not the Yankees anymore.
By the way, you want to tell me how they're not the Yankees anymore. The old Yankees wouldn't have lost out of that over a sweet.
I'm just going to tell you, they're not the same old Yankees. So we shouldn't pay them this special credence. Oh, they've won so many titles. Yeah, not recently.
Are they the late 90s Yankees, the Jeter Yankees? Of course not. No, they're not. It's been a while since they've been that.
If you gave Antonetti and Chernoff.
They still have the most luster out of any fan, or really any fan base or team.
Yeah, a bunch of drunken New Yorkers. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, I guess if I won, 28 championships over 100 and some years, I'd also have.
When's the last time the Cowboys won a title? It's been a long time since the Cowboys have done anything. They're still a very, very relevant NFL team.
Yeah, and their Walmart fans are so much worse than their actual fans. Like the drunken New Yorkers,
there's a reason why the Cowboys, though, Cowboys, Yankees, they get all sorts of play in all the national television programs for a reason.
Yes, because they were popular once. But the point is, who cares about their popularity in terms of actual relevance? let's see. Boston is more of a championship team in the last 25 years. They've won two titles since the Yankees last won. Like almost every major big league contender, or sorry, big market contender, has won a World Series in the last 10 to 15 years.
But you're acting like they've just been like absolute dog doo doo in this stretch.
My point
and that's
is,
just not
comparatively
true.
So they've always been the bridesmaid and never the bride.
I mean, in the last 4 years, they've been to one World Series and two ALCS appearances.
Yes,
if that was the Guardians, we'd rave about
and
that.
My point is, if you gave Chernetti $300 million, we'd have about 3 World Series by now. We have three rings.
The Mets did try to do that, by the way. Talk about big market trying to poach. I mean, they wanted not Chernetti. They wanted either one or the other, whichever they could get to convince
just
move.
Just every time.
And Chernoff didn't do it.
Every time we get these think pieces about the Yankees and what it all means, it's like, guys, they're not even the evil empire. It's the Dodgers. You know how much hate there is for the Dodgers?
It's four ALCS appearances in the previous eight seasons and a World Series appearance.
That's exactly what you should do if you're spending $300 million a year and everybody else is spending
$100. Just as many years as not, they've been in baseball's Final Four and have played for a league title.
And how many times have they won one?
Well, obviously
that's
it's one. They won the league title once and then they won the World Series.
The bar in Cleveland is we should just be happy to be here. The bar in New York should be they created baseball, apparently. So I just think this idea of, oh, hey, the Yankees here, yeah, good. They're a good regular season team. They spent $300 million. They should be 14 games above 500. Why are we kowtowing like there's extra meaning to this series other than they're a good regular season team?
Because they're still one of baseball's best teams. Regardless of how much money they spent, their roster is still top to bottom very strong. You have to give them that credit.
So if the Golden State Warriors had never won a championship in all that dynasty, and would they still be the Golden State Warriors?
No, but the Golden State Warriors are one of the NBA's best teams in the recent, I don't know, 10, 15 years?
But my point is, if you take out the historical context of the Yankees, for the last 15 years, they've been really good. But that's not the bar in New York. And it's just wild to hear people, oh, that's the rivalry. Oh, I hate those Yankees. I feel nothing about them other than annoyance at the anointing of the Yankees. And yes, I went from annoyance to anointing. Wordsmith 5. I landed the plane.
Yeah, okay.
it's just the amount of just chasers in this town, in the media, for the New York Yankees.
How many series have the Guardians had in the previous, let's just say, 5 years where all three games have been nationally televised like you're about to have over the next 3 days?
But again,
the next three games, the whole series is all nationally televised.
The Yankees are nationally relevant simply because they spent $300 million a year and what they used to do. It has nothing to do with this team. Aaron Judge, I heard, oh, it's Jose, a cautionary tale. It's like Aaron Judge has had countless $300 million teams and hasn't won a World Series. That's a far bigger waste
and
of a great player than Jose Ramirez.
He does. He gets ripped for that. That's the big thing against him. He almost has it's not Joel Embiid never making the conference finals tagline to himself, but that's like the big falter of Aaron Judge's legacy right now.
But no, it's
that's
not
why that
Aaron
home
Judge,
run
no,
in the ALCS
see, this
was so
is what
big.
We get wrong in baseball. It's not Aaron Judge's legacy. It's the Yankees' legacy. The Yankees have failed. If we're going to say that the Guardians have failed Hosey because we haven't won a World Series yet, that absolutely transposes over to Aaron Judge.
We're not saying that. Ken's saying that. We're not saying that.
Other people agreed with him. But I just think my point is, it's like, oh, the Yankees.
They
because they're a good team.
They bring juice. They undeniably bring juice.
Ass fans try and talk baseball in this town and prescribe some sort of otherworldly, I'm not talking you, by the way, some otherworldly thing to the Yankees. It's like, not recently. They've been a really good regular season team. They've had some accomplishments. They haven't done the thing that they are bred to do. And that's totally different from Cleveland.
I mean, yes, they've not been able to finish the job, but they have.
They've
been an incredible, incredible team over the previous stretch.
This organization gets hammered.
Second best record in the American League.
Hammered for what they don't do. All right? Because they don't spend enough. They don't do this. The Yankees do everything allegedly right and haven't won a World Series in 15 years. How is that not? How has that not affected everyone going, well, I guess they're not the Yankees anymore? Because the Dodgers are the Yankees now. When the Dodgers were in town, I'm going to watch Shohei Ohtani play some baseball, and I'm going to pray to God they don't beat our brains in.
Well, you're going to watch these games regardless because we watch every baseball
game.
So like that's we're watching games against the Reds. We're probably going to tune in for the game against the Yankees. But the Yankees do bring – they still have a lot of cachet to themselves. They still bring a bunch of pop to any series that you have. And maybe it is just the idea that you're now on nationally televised games. And maybe that's what that is. But for the next three, you are the spotlight around baseball. The same way the Dodgers-Yankees series this past weekend was the spotlight around baseball, Guardians being the third best team in the American League, What did I say?
No, you said the Dodgers Yankees, and I said because of the Dodgers.
No, oh, stop.
I was just being hateful.
That was the series of baseball's season this past weekend. It didn't play out that way because the Yankees got beat around 18-2 on Saturday, but it was the series everyone was waiting for, and it continues on. And yes, the Yankees are part of that because they're one of the best teams in the American League, and the Guardians are one of the best teams in the American League.
I just sure hope we can beat the Yankees so Jeff Passan will say nice things about us, because that's the only time Jeff Passan's okay. going to pay attention to the Cleveland Guardians.
I was trying to figure out where we were going with this. Do you want the national respect?
Mad Dog Russo going, I had a bunch of gummies and then the Guardians won. Oh my God, think of this team ever.
You need the national respect that badly. I didn't think you did.
No, I don't.
I didn't think you did.
I'm like a member of DX on those members. Like, I don't care. My point is that everybody's focal point for baseball is the New York Yankees, and I'm not buying it. So, like, I think this idea of, well, you know, you take two of three, or you sweep this Yankees team, maybe, just maybe, Mike Greenberg will say something nice about it. I don't give a flying fadoodle. I don't care. Like, there will be another three-game series after this, and then another one. Just win as many series as you can. And the Yankees, listen, guys, the Yankees are supposed to win the series.
It's got no box office appeal to you?
No, I don't care. The brand does not matter because of what the recency of the brand is.
No, I disagree. There are some teams that adjust, even if we're not talking, and they've been very good recently, the World Series last year, second best team in baseball right now this year. There are some teams like the Cowboys.
Congrats on consistently being second best or worst.
There are some teams like the Cowboys that always have that brand appeal. And it will always matter when they pop up on your television a little bit more. For a lot of people, that's the 49ers. 49ers into the Cowboys, 80s, 90s, all these teams.
Are we talking about
it blends together?
Are we talking about like what actually is good to watch, or are we talking about
they're
what
a combination
wins,
of like, both? Actual, though that's the thing.
No, they're not.
The
they Yankee, haven't won.
Again, what? Yes, they haven't won the World Series. That can't just be your only criteria.
That is the bar
for whether or not the Yankees have put together
Every
what
year,
you would deem to be a good baseball team.
Bleep insane Yankees fans. Is it a yes or no question? Did we win the World Series? Yes, success. No, not a success.
And you're the person that always rallies behind ring culture and how insane
yes,
it is.
Yes, because my team spends $60 million a year. If my team spent $300 million a year, I'd be one of the absolute frothing at the mouth sycophants saying, where's my ring this year?
Okay, but it doesn't make this team any less good. They're still a very good roster. The Yankees, you can't deny that. The Yankees have a really good roster, as evidenced by being the second best team in baseball right now.
I'm not watching
the
27 Yankees tonight.
Nobody's saying you are.
I'm watching Aaron Judge.
27 Yankees don't exist.
And a bunch of dudes. Carlos Rodon, who honestly to this point has been more of a bust than he's been great, even though he's okay now. But like Gerrit Cole's not out there. He's dealing with Tommy John. Like, it's a fine Yankees team. But even if we get in the pantheon of Yankees teams, this is mid. For like what they do, you look at the names on the jerseys, you look at the actual talent on the field. This is a mid-ass Yankees team. They just happen to be the best, or they're actually second best, the AL, of a bunch of okay, not great teams. But just every time, it's the only thing that anybody who doesn't watch every game of the Guardians, who just cherry picks, is there a rivalry? Huh? Will they pay attention to us now? Oh my God. Will MLB Network have a showcase
Listen,
on us?
I'm not saying it's a rivalry, but I am saying anytime you see the Yankees on there, when you see certain teams, you see the Red Sox, for instance, like series
not
matter
really.
A little bit more based off of the team you're playing. Yes, they do. You can't tell me playing the Yankees means the same as playing the Diamondbacks. Never will.
Last year, I went to see a game in person. I paid money to watch the Nationals play the Guardians.
I was at that same game. We both went to that game. Would I prefer they played the Nationals or would I prefer they played the Yankees? I would have preferred they played the Yankees.
I have no preference. And I just think it's a bunch of brand-chasing nonsense to just, I got to bow at the altar. They lost Juan Soto
enjoy your
to
Angel
the New
series.
York Mets.
Yeah.
This is not your father's New York Yankees.
Enjoy watching the Mariners play. Have a good time.
216-474-0092.
Not your father's Yankees.
Yeah. Or your grandfather's. Or your great-grandpappy's.
It doesn't have to be. It's still a good team. Still
good
very,
for you.
It's a
you're
good
so
baseball
good.
Team.
New York, you're so good. Doesn't New York love to be good? Aren't they happy that they're not the best? Everything I ever hear about New York, that's the best thing I've ever heard. Yeah, that's the best. You're wrong. Not everything in New York's the best. Okay? It's a very nice town. I've been there.
It's very
I enjoy
crowded.
Going there.
I don't understand the trash in the street thing still. That still bothers me.
That's fair.
You got rats the size of dogs. Like, no thank you.
Quick hits coming up in about 20 minutes there.
They also cry when a rat gets hit on the highway.
John Fanta, college basketball on
Fox. Sorry about that.
He lives in New Jersey, so he'll hate New York. He's coming up at 4. We've got Albert Breer. He lives in Boston. He'll hate New York. That's coming up at 520 216 474 0092. Do the Guardians have something to prove against the Yankees? More on that in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I think this is just another series against a team and another way, against a good team, and another way to combat one of the biggest knocks on the Guardians, which is your record is built on beating bad teams, which is very convenient given some of the teams in this division's record against good teams.
Yeah, well, and as our buddy Terry Pluto pointed out yesterday morning with Ken and Anthony, like they're 19-15 against over 500 teams. But that was the narrative early on, first month. That absolutely was the narrative. I'll be interested to see if your tune changes a little bit if they ended up getting a 3-game sweep.
Meaning if the Yankees sweep the Guardians?
No. If the Guardians sweep the Yankees.
Oh, that's a good point. I could look like a real hypocrite 3 days from now
I'm not worried about it for you.
If Friday's show, I just come out and I'm like, I mean,
you're like, that's what series
that's
are made
exactly,
of. You beat a team that's been to four ALCSs in the past 8 years, World Series last year.
I'd just be pulling
that's
a Stephen Vogt. Because Voter, like, before big road trips, would be like, hey, it's just another road trip and you just got to go. And then after the road trip, it's like on D-Day. He's like, whew, what a war.
I can't
believe we survived it. But
I can't
God
wait
willing.
For him tonight to also tell us that Tanner, this is the best Tanner Bibee's ever looked. I'm waiting for this postgame. I'm excited for the game, obviously. I'm as excited for the postgame just to see how he just waxes poetic on this being the best he's ever seen Bibee look.
So I guess some of this wasn't just tipped off by the what I found to be generic, lazy conversation over the last 48 hours about the Guardians-Yankees series. I think some of this also does have to do with the Jeff Passan article, where he goes through every team in baseball and says whether they're a buyer or seller heading into the deadline. Which one? I mean, baseball nerds start talking about buyer or seller in like May, and it's just like, guys, the trade deadline really only affects like six teams, seven teams in baseball.
Well, and it's hard. I think this year is going to impact so few teams relative to what we typically see anyway, because so many teams think they have a chance to make the playoffs. But it's hard because baseball, you know, how are you supposed to tell a fan base to get excited for May 15th baseball series? Like, it's tough. I told you with Charlotte's soccer stuff on Sunday, one of the couple friends that we saw, like one of the guys, he's like a big sports fan, and he was going to the game on Sunday. And I'm like, so what are your thoughts on the Guardians? He goes, oh, well, it's too early for that in baseball. I don't even check in with the team. I have no idea if they're good right now even. And I'm like, yeah, I get that. In a lot of ways, I get that.
So in his article about, in Jeff Passan's article where he goes through the Guardians, basically the summation is, yeah, people around baseball don't know how they keep winning despite being outscored.
I mean, I can tell you he says their starting rotation is just okay. Their lineup is Swiss cheese. Their defense is middle of the pack, and yet they persist pesky as ever. There's nothing nice that he had to say in there. That's Solon's own Jeff Passan, by the way, so we have no reason to think that he'd be mean intentionally.
Well, no, I don't think so. But I just think it's lazy. Like, the rotation was one of the three best rotations in baseball in the month of May. And they weren't just okay.
Yeah, they got to really outperform to beat that narrative, though. That's the problem. Like, I remember going into the season, we had that big debate about Joe Sheehan saying the Guardians didn't have anyone as high as a 3 on their starting rotation this year. Like, they're going to have to aggressively outperform to beat that narrative that's going out there now.
But what's interesting is, and this is kind of the way I feel about the lineup, too. If you just look at the production so far, I have no problem if you're just basing it off that and say they're this, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
I guess my problem is, like, the Guardians have talent. Gavin Williams, watch that dude throw a fastball and tell me he doesn't have talent.
Right.
Tanner, even though his stuff isn't upper echelon stuff, it is just below that crest, and he backs it up with strong command. Even Luis Ortiz honestly has stuff to be a top three starter. Go to that 1-9 lineup. Gabe Arias, top 100 prospect. I know I'm not trying to play the hits on this one because but Bo Naylor, top 100 prospect. Like, they've got guys who have been renowned for their tools. They just haven't translated yet entirely. And oh, by the way, the lineup has actually shown some things in the last couple weeks that I think might give you some hope that they are better than the last place lineup.
Well, I think we're attaching ourselves to the last couple weeks where we've seen not only things offensively, but we've seen things with the rotation as well, where I think the national media and Passan in particular, he just takes a big, broad scope of it all. And if you take a big, broad scope of it, we're bottom 10 in a lot of pitching categories. We're bottom 10 in a lot of offensive categories. But it's not a true reflection of how I see this team.
Well, and I think, so maybe that's it, is that there are so many teams that it's like, well, they just win. And I guess maybe I'm a little annoyed at the, well, look at their diff. That's another one that's kind of vexing me about it.
Baseball people have really gone into the plus minus, the differential, and they've really heavily relied on it now in recent years.
I'm sorry, the diff does not matter at 50 games in. It doesn't. Once you get to 80, 90 to 100 games, that's a really good indication. When you get to 100 games, if they're still below, if they're still in the red in differential, I think it's an absolute fair conversation to have. We're halfway there. We're just a little bit more than halfway there. And so I just like, it just leads me, every time somebody talks about the Guardians, it's just like, you just clearly haven't watched them. Like, this is not a talent problem as of right now. Whereas, like, there are teams like I'm not going to go even to Colorado. Look at the Angels. They don't have enough good major league talent.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And they don't produce. Mm-hmm. The Guardians have guys who have flirted with producing, but the talent is there.
Yeah, that's why we have a hard time trying to fill holes and trying to figure out who would actually be the odd man out in some of these lineup configurations that we do. Like I remember when we talked to Jimenez just a couple of days ago. What was it, Thursday, Friday? It was like going through the lineup and looking and seeing. It's like you got a problem with the two-hole hitter that might be satisfied now, and then you have a problem in right field, which if Nolan Jones continues to hit, maybe that's satisfied as well. And then you got this logjam, and that's where I think Passan brings Santana into the equation. It's not necessarily that the Guardians are going to be such, you know, complete sellers and try to get as much as they can, and oh my gosh, the season's gone to hell, and they have to get any value they possibly can for Santana. I think it's more about the idea that if you want to bring up some of the younger guys, you want to get to just even play for some of these guys, and someone's got to go.
Well, and I think the reason why I get a little feisty about it is I think we're right where we need to be. I do think that's where the Guardians are. In my definition, you know, like one of the core things is, you know, people in baseball talk about how is this team doing this? And so how do I define their success is they're talented. They just haven't broken through yet.
Well, they're still way ahead of schedule, in my opinion. Like, I always thought that next year, not this year, next year was going to be the year that you start to get a lot of things trending in the right direction for this team, and you got a lot of the minor leaguers then up, and then you'd be off to the races. I didn't think this year was going to be, I mean, they always win, so we know that, but I didn't think this year was supposed to be a juggernaut of a season or anything close to it. Now they have the third best record in the American League.
Well, and like, if you've got a team that's trying to figure it out, which is, by the way, about half of baseball, if you've got a team that's trying to figure it out, then right now, today, how you do this is you just got to keep your head above water.
Mm-hmm.
And so the right. to me, maybe it's a homer take. Maybe that's just as simple as that. Maybe this Guardians team never will be. But I start to look around and I'm like, yeah, I mean, nothing really has gone right for them
mm-hmm.
yet. And they're, what is it, 5-6 games above 500?
Okay, so that's interesting. So you look at it, and I agree with you, by the way. I look at it the exact same way. Nothing's gone right, and you're still performing, and you're still winning. Ergo, you're going to have a lot of positive things to come. I think they're looking at it as nothing has gone right, so these wins are then fluky. And I think that's where there's a misconnection here.
And so I think you're right, but what's weird is when the Guardians teams are talented, more often than not, they far surpass expectations. They're not playing arguably very well, meaning like they haven't connected all three phases of the game yet, or all four phases if you include fielding. They've mm-hmm. included all four of those yet, and they're already surpassing expectations. Like 6 games above 500 was right. The best expectation you could get before the season. Well, nothing has really gone all that well, and you're already
well,
there.
Well, and that's why Passan, I don't think, is terribly off base when he says, and I think saying the lineup is Swiss cheese is just a little harsher than maybe I would put it, but when you go through it one by one, starting rotation without Bieber is just okay. You get Bieber back, though, between Bieber, between Gavin, between Bybee, all of a sudden you have a good rotation developing. Maybe the offense starts to heat up a little bit, like it looks like it has. And then you go from there, and the bullpen, by the way, looks better than it ever has been.
216-474-0092. How do you explain the Guardians' success? So I've given my explanation, which is I think they're talented, and I don't think the success is fluky. I think they're talented, and they're figuring out how to win together, and that takes time. I think this team's just the inverse of last year. That team started out red hot for 90 games, mm-hmm. and then they had August and most of September.
So maybe like what the Tigers did last year.
And then they found, like, yeah. Well, but even
Tigers
then.
Tigers were hot as baseball gets in the final 2 months of the season.
But even then, like, the Tigers were, I want to say, below 500. They were sellers at the deadline.
Oh, no, yeah. They were not nearly the record that the Guardians are right now, but it's more about the idea of getting hot in the last couple months.
Like, where I see this team now is if you stay 6, 7, 8 games above 500 until August. I could absolutely see you as Bieber comes back, as Ortiz continues to work through it. I mean, Gavin continues to have these performances that show you what he can be. And oh, by the way, honestly, if the lineup never comes around, meaning you never figure out the two hole and you never figure out right field,
yeah.
which because you have so few holes right now, I actually think is impossible. But if the lineup is just what it is right now, I still think you're going to be a playoff team. Based on the rotation, yes. and based off,
well, you just have to play 500 ball the rest of the way to be a playoff team now at this point.
Yeah.
Like, and then we just got to hope that they're not just, I'm not going to say peaking at the right time, but playing their best baseball in that final stretch and then getting everything in order.
Jeff Passan is telling everyone, nobody knows how the Guardians are succeeding. How do you explain the Guardians' success given some of their struggles to start the season, and the Browns face opposition from an unexpected place during Quick Hits on 92.3 The Fan. But it's clearly his fault why the Knicks clearly didn't, I don't know, win a championship yet.
First time in the East Finals in 25 years. Consecutive 50-plus wins seasons for the first time since the 90s. And thank you for your service.
So, okay, here's the thing. I get it.
But Knicks fans are loving this, by the
way,
right now.
Yes.
Knicks fans are loving this.
Yes, well, because New York fans want blood.
They need their pound of flesh at some point. And it's interesting. I really thought the Eastern Conference Finals would be enough to keep Tibbs' job. Clearly, I was wrong about that. And I listened to some people the other day, and they're like, well, you know, year two of this system. You know who it was? It was Scalabrine. Scalabrine's like, I played for Tibbs. More years in it, the better you get. A second year in it, Cat's going to look better than he's ever looked. Mikal Bridges is going to just ascend to another level, and now we're never going to see that.
So, all right. So So here's the thing. I understand every reason you'd fire Tom Thibodeau, because he does run players ragged
mm-hmm.
because the offense is very, very rarely or ever actually sexy, and he develops these grind teams. But like, what's wild about this is this is the personification. Like, what he's done is the example of linear development. He got you to the second round of the playoffs twice in a row. Mm-hmm. The first year it was completely unexpected, but then they topped out in the second round last year. Then they make a huge trade for Cat, and then they actually get to the Eastern Conference Finals. And I know the early part of that series wasn't all that competitive. The last half actually was. That last game, what, game six, really wasn't over until about 8 minutes, 9 minutes left in that game.
Game five looked good, obviously. But it's the hard part is that, what was it, a month prior to the season ending, Mikal Bridges just blasted Tibbs publicly. And the moment he did that and was like, we got to talk about the minutes and we got to go, he just wanted this whole rant, and it was obviously all written down, but it was this whole thing about how basically they had to have this meeting with Tibbs and he was agitated with the minutes. That's when everyone had to think he was cooked. Yes. But then you go on a postseason run and you thought it would alleviate it.
What's funny about that is, no disrespect to Mikal Bridges. I know what you're saying.
You want it to be Brunson?
Yeah, it's got to be Brunson or Cat.
Or Cat, yeah.
You're firing a coach because of Mikal Bridges? Hey, what does Max Strus think about JB Bickerstaff?
I just think he was the only one that was willing to speak up. Well, Max Strus, remember? He's the one that sent the energizing text message that didn't energize anybody.
Yeah, it de-energized them.
Sometimes you get this in weird spots. Sometimes the actual leader of the locker room is not really the great player on the team.
All right, so this is where we're a little torn here. And we're going to have more details on this, obviously.
I'm thinking of Kat holding like a players-only meeting to yell at Tibbs. Why are you so zesty? He can't do it.
No, he can't. No, he's
too
not
zesty.
Tough talking Cat doesn't exist.
Too zesty.
Yeah.
He can't do it.
I feel like I've been on top of this because I've thought if they don't go to the NBA Finals, that Tibbs was going to be the fall guy for this. I also can understand that 3 years in, you might want to try somebody else. I just think it's like Tibbs really does fit this of like a really good coach, but not an elite coach.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And so the problem is, who's the elite coach that you're going to replace Tibbs with?
Well, so the sad part, I'll shout out Danny Cunningham because he's the first person I saw attach this, but it's an obvious thought. Is like, all right, they're gonna go hire Johnny Bryant now? Because he was the assistant in New York, obviously, as they waited for Donovan to make his way to New York. Never got there. Cavs got him from New York. Maybe now he'd have a head coaching job. But are you going to give this team a rookie head coach?
I don't think you can.
I don't think you can either.
Like, and again, I don't think Tibbs is a great coach. But I think he is the guy. What I think Detroit fans hope that Bickerstaff is, and he might end up being, we'll see. I think it's Tibbs.
I'd fire Bickerstaff on the spot to go bring Tibbs into Detroit.
Oh, my God.
I would give him the pink slip and I'd say thank you for your service.
I would actually feel really bad for JP.
I'd feel bad for Cade Cunningham. His life's about to be hell. He's going to run a lot, but hey, they'd win a lot of games.
You know who else is going to have to run a lot? Isaiah Stewart. And he...
Beef Stew doesn't run.
Beef Stew versus Tibbs.
Beef Stew doesn't run.
I would take... That's going to end up in a Carlissimo Latrell Sprewell moment. Mac, did you have something there? Because you're stepping up there.
No, I was going to say, too, when you guys were talking about Mikal Bridges being the one that steps up and talks, he's also the guy that hasn't had a recent postseason run. He's been with the Nets since he got traded from Phoenix.
Well, remember,
Brooklyn.
He did this before the postseason got underway. This is like it was like a month before the postseason, and he did it with the idea that I guess he thought and the team thought that everyone was going to be gassed by the time they actually got to the postseason. But then Tibbs was almost proved right in many ways. Like, so in the way that the Cavs went and attached everything with like, all right, Donovan, you'll play fewer minutes. Everyone's going to play fewer minutes and you'll be energized and ready to go in the postseason. That turned out to not really matter at all for the Cavs because, Darius still ended up getting injured and all these guys still ended up looking gassed by the end of these games. Whereas with the Knicks, it didn't look like fourth quarter fatigue. If anything, it was like, oh, playing 47-minute overtime games in game 70 against the Raptors actually helped us in playing a series against the Pacers, for instance.
So there's just a part of me that's like, okay, you have everything you need. Like this is so the way I think some Cavs fans feel about the Cavs of don't break up the core four is kind of how I look at the Knicks. It's like, well, Cat is still one of the most talented big.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Because no matter if he's too zesty or not, you still have every wing that you could possibly want. And Jalen Brunson still does have a little bit of that fight that we don't see enough out of Darius Garland.
Okay, so...
Don't know how the Knicks... the Knicks for Giannis thing...
So what was the rumor all this morning, right? It was Karl Anthony Towns for Kevin Durant. That was the one that was going everywhere this morning, and people were discussing it. Maybe, just maybe, firing Tibbs lets them off the hook to shake up any bit of this actual core that they have in a very similar way that Kobe Altman firing Bickerstaff last year let him off the hook for, you know, shaking up the core, and just you got one more chance to run it back, essentially.
All right, so
you're not forced to make any of those moves.
I initially thought you were saying the opposite. If you're just joining us, the Knicks, despite being in the Eastern Conference Finals where the Cavs have yet to get with this team, fired their head coach, Tom Thibodeau, after I think it's 5.5 years as a head coach. And three straight playoff trips, and the last three playoff trips have all been to the divisional round or more in the playoffs. I think if this stops you from feeling the pressure to do something dumb, and I don't get the Kevin Durant thing.
That was the big chatter all morning long.
Kevin's going to be 37. Like, this idea that he's what you're missing is just, he's still a really good basketball player. But, like, to give up a guy in Karl Anthony Towns who, whatever you think about the guy, is younger and has what I think is, like, if you're trading Karl Anthony Towns, you better turn him into Jaylen Brown. You better turn him into, because the one thing they don't have is an elite wing with size and shooting and athleticism that can protect Jalen a little bit more. They've got a lot of really good wings, like Josh Hart, like Bridges.
I think they're really down on Cat right now, because that Pacers series, the Indiana just went after Cat all day long.
Yeah, because they could run him up and down the court.
They just went after him. And Cat had no answer. Well, it was a very bad series for him.
Yeah, but that's also, I don't think, a good matchup for Cat.
That's the point.
That's
the point.
Like, I don't think if you would put Phil Jackson in his prime in that series, I don't think it's changing the matchup for Karl Anthony Towns. So it's just, we're going to choose Cat over choosing Tom Thibodeau.
It might be.
Maybe that's where you go here, but my teams love, and the Knicks specifically with Dolan, who's such a weirdo, That would be James Dolan. I mean, I got to get my Dolan straight there. Don't just want to call in Dolan's weirdos. Although there's a few of them. but like, Dolan's such a weirdo about success, and that the second he gets success, the only thing that will make him happy is infinite success. And he doesn't realize that this thing builds over time.
Well, but he's hitting the eject button on what has been the most successful run of Knicks basketball in 25 years.
I mean, listen.
Like, they haven't been good or relevant. I mean, yes, Carmelo was there and he tried to do things, but they didn't have the same success they've had now in the Brunson era.
If this stops you from doing something stupid, because in the reality, I do think they have every fit, maybe another bench player or two, right? Maybe a little bit more depth. If we're talking depth is the only thing that stands in the way of the championship, then you should just stand pat. The Cavs don't have that. That's not the problem the Cavs have. But specific to the Knicks, if this stops you from doing something stupid and you add depth with a new coach, okay, but good luck getting better than pretty good. There's so many pretty good NBA coaches. There's very few elite guys.
It feels very similar to when Bickerstaff did get fired. And, of course, the message there was that we can get somebody better and they'll take us to another level. But I'm talking more about the reaction from the fan base right now. Like, when the Cavs fired J.B. Bickerstaff, there was a lot of people across the NBA that was like, wait, you're building this thing. You just won 50-plus games. Like, this team's headed in the right direction. Get there. Do something with this. Meanwhile, every Cavs fan was like, no, we watch it on a night-in-night-out basis. This needs to change. I can't find a Knicks fan that's upset by this.
All right.
I think that is a tell. Those are the guys that watch every single game, that pay attention to every Knicks game. Like, the local fan bases in these moments are really great for those reasons.
So it is, but this is also exactly why you can't trust them. Okay, I'll tell you who. If they hire Mike Malone,
They should have the pick of the litter, would they not?
I don't. Okay, this is where it's a double-edged sword. This is where when you fire a coach like that, a lot of coaches are going to go, all right, like, what's the bar here? Like, yeah, you might be. In this era, 7 champions in 7 years, right? You might be the right coach away from winning a championship. But also, you have one injury that impacts you next year. That coach could be Mike Budenholzer. I think there might be some coaching candidates that look at this and think of it the way maybe Bud or Frank Vogel should have looked at the Phoenix job before they took the money and immediately got murked by Ishbia.
I don't know. We've talked in recent years about the idea of so many NBA Finals coaches that then just get fired, and we're talking about Malone in particular as well, but so many of them just get fired. I just think coaches are the new fall guy of the NBA.
Is Mike Malone an upgrade over Tibbs?
Yes, in my opinion, yeah. He is. I like Tibbs a lot. I've liked Tibbs for years, but he just runs everyone into the ground, and that'd be a solid move, no doubt about it.
You know, Mike Brown's available.
Oh, yeah?
Can you imagine? No, I actually think Mike deserves another job after what he did in Sacramento. He got dogged by Sacramento, but can you imagine going from Tibbs to Mike Brown in the Fury? Now I kind of want to see it. 216-474-0092. All right, so the Knicks have fired Tom Thibodeau. Does it make you feel better about the Cavs, by the way?
Oh, no part of this makes me think anything towards the Cavs.
Why not?
It just the only connection I have is that I think they're just stealing the Cavs' blueprint, right? We've just discussed that over the previous 15 minutes. I just think they're taking the blueprint of, we don't want to shake it up. We hear all the rumors of people telling us to shake it up. This is going to be our shakeup. The coach is going to be the difference, and then we'll see how that plays out. But as far as the East is concerned, no, because I think Tibbs got the most out of this Knicks team anyway. So I don't know that any new coach is going to really come in and do awesome things and great things. Even Mike Malone, I like him over Tibbs, but what's the increase there?
We'll have more. He's actually won an NBA championship. Tom Thibodeau just got fired by the Knicks. We'll have more on this in the 3 o'clock hour. And there is no, and I want to repeat, no preparing Browns fans for this. But you do have to try. It's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.